ready to talk some shit again.
Oh, man. Bro.
Oh, man. We recorded a whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
And it's...
Oh. So, this is us trying to, you know, it's just gonna go.
Talk some shit again. Like, bro, like, we recorded the whole thing.
Had a dope ass episode, man.
Had a whole dope ass episode, and then boom. Trying to save the shit and it's gone.
Yeah, it's,
wow,
it's gone.
Wow, man. Wowza.
Can you believe that shit?
I mean, it's crazy, bro. Ugh.
Like, who's plotting against us?
I don't know.
Who are these evil individuals that are trying to fuck up our shits, huh? So now it's just, what did we go over? We talked about the CL1 and Gumwili situation.
Yeah, we talked about CL1 and Gumwili and, oh man, shit, I'm just like now trying to remember what I said. Basically how they've got beef right now.
Yeah. CL1 called him out because, you know, Gumwili was out here talking trash about him. So it's like, yo, look, why are you talking trash? We used to talk and everything. And yeah, that took us into a conversation about Gumwili's political career and also, I guess, just bad decisions, you know what I mean, that these people make.
I mean, we basically spoke about how Chimba Gumwili is dead politically.
Yeah.
We've had that conversation before.
Yep.
But like now, CL1 is revealing personal things about his privates.
Yeah. Privates are being revealed.
And how the man has got a situation down there, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so yeah, CL1 went
Could
live.
Could that be a scheme, though? Because you know you can't check the man's genitals.
Yeah.
No one's going to go and check.
No one is going to check. And then he's not going to be like, yo, no. Actually,
let me show you my
good.
Shit.
Look.
He's not going to
show. Nah. How do we know those nuts are yours?
You have a nut transplant?
Out here getting Mandingo's pictures and posting plagiarism. You know what I mean? And nonsense. But like, yeah. He went on and talked about that situation. And yeah, man. I said, listen, if you had a situation, you were good with someone, you know, you had private conversations, and you fall out, don't go and start spilling that tea.
Yeah.
We don't need that tea unnecessarily, especially to people who are not there, who didn't know what was going on and what's happening. All right.
Exactly.
So if you're not getting along now, you know, it's okay. Just say how's it to each other when you see each other in the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You all had your thing.
You had your thing.
It's done now.
It's done. It's like a relationship. Same thing with relationships. If you were in a relationship with somebody and it ended, don't start talking trash about them. All right?
Yeah.
Okay? Don't go on social media and start blasting them and talking about personal things that we have no business knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's between the two of you. It's ended. Things end. It's okay. Move on.
We also talked about Mutale Mwanza and her situation.
M Nation.
Yeah, going out there to sign the book of condolences after the first Republican president of Zambia, Kenneth Kaunda, passed away. And she got called out for trying to make that moment about her when it's like, look, it's a funeral. Somebody's died. Like, you don't really need to be out here, you know, trying to make this moment about you. You know, so we had some choice words about that.
Maybe those are the gods that don't want us.
Oh, we went in.
Maybe we would have been sued. I don't know.
For what?
I don't
have an opinion.
All right. But like, yeah, we talked about that. And listen, it's in bad taste, bad timing. It's a funeral.
Yeah.
We did say, it's like, listen, there's a way you conduct yourself when you are at a funeral or you are in a state of mourning. Okay,
yeah.
There's certain things that you do that should not be done. You can do them any other day, but like, listen, this could have been a photo shoot at home. I don't know, maybe 3 weeks from now.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, oh, I'm just channeling my inner Kaunda or whatever it is, and I don't know, plug something that you're doing.
Mm.
You know,
timing was just a bit off.
The timing was off, And I said, it's like some of the things that she has done in the past, same thing. Mm. Timing was just off. Like, why would you do that? Yeah. Why did you think it was a good idea to do that? And we talked about the fact that, listen, sometimes that fame thing gets to your head.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, you start believing the hype.
It's like you create a character and now you start living that character out in real life. Yes. When you probably should just take that coat off, put it on the side, and, you know, think in your own bag without that persona that you've created, you know. Because people tend to become slaves to the images that they have created.
Yeah.
You know, so. And then also, it's important to have people in your circle that will tell you you're fucking up.
Yeah, so it's like, no, you can't do that.
You have to have enough. You have to have enough character to accept that criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if she has that. I don't know her personally. I've never really had that in like a long conversation with her. So I don't really know her like that. But
yeah, I mean,
I thought y'all had a. But anyway, I mean, after being on the inside now, I can see how that was probably not possible because we probably never bumped into each other at any point.
It's like we rarely bumped into each other once in a blue moon, and it's always in the corridor. It's like, hey, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? You good? It's like, yeah, that's it.
But look, at the end of the day, she is a very talented person, and some of these things that she's doing, just very unnecessary. You really don't need to do that.
Yeah. And we use that word, unnecessary. Yeah,
just really unnecessary.
So necessary, it's not needed. It's let the talent speak for itself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially at this particular point, you know, if you recognize that people were knowing you for the gimmicks, for the my little things that you do on social media, I think just, you know, prove them wrong. This is the perfect point to prove them wrong, because it's like, oh, you got fired publicly from one of the biggest platforms in the country, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, right now, there are people who obviously want to see you down and all of that. So, you know, it's like, show up. Let your talent speak for itself.
Yeah.
Show out.
And she's very capable of getting that done. You know?
No, big facts.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her.
What else did we cover?
I think we spoke about coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We spoke about coronavirus, how the numbers are crazy,
mm-hmm.
how people need to do the right thing, and why. We were questioning why the president is not speaking up the way he's supposed to be speaking up.
Mm.
Why is he not putting measures in place that ensure the safety of the Zambian people?
Right.
You know? So, yeah. The president's silence has been a little bit worrying
mm-hmm.
in my books and in a lot of people's books, because it's almost like, listen, people are dying. We've never been in a situation this bad in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you not speaking up? Why are you not?
We've never been in a situation like this.
We've never been in a situation like this before.
Yeah, this is different.
So yeah, people wanted the president to speak up.
Yeah.
They want to hear him, they want to see him working and, you know, basically making sure that the measures that have been put in place are stuck to, and if any other measures need to be implemented, they are.
Yeah. And then also, Precious in the group wanted us to talk about the robbery that happened at Lewanika Mall.
Which talked is a about stone that. Throw away from here.
Yeah, we're like literally around the area. Yeah, we talked about how certain people deserve to die. And I think those people.
Those robbers.
Those guys need to die.
C5 needs to come for them.
Yeah, they need to get popped. And I guess that we got to that point because we're talking about Derek Chauvin and how, you know, certain people deserve to die.
Yeah.
And so that they kind of also are been put into that bracket as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was a sad situation.
We also
talked about how, you know, bureaus just don't seem.
They're not safe.
They're not safe.
They don't have enough security.
And
it's
even
almost like
for
they
us,
don't,
the people, we don't really, we yeah. never really noticed that they weren't safe for some reason.
It's like, oh, wow, you've never walked in and thought, it's like, oh, am I safe in here?
Right.
Carrying a good amount of cash on me.
Yeah.
What if I get robbed? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, we never thought about that. But I think that's a very big lesson.
Mm-hmm.
For all bureaus in the country, make sure that you have someone who's there, someone who's armed,
mm-hmm.
because it's cash, you know? You're handling cash.
Exactly.
People want that cash.
Yeah.
And if they can take it from you,
They will.
Forcefully, they will.
And that also brings in the question of these people with Airtel money boots, MTN money boots, Zamtel Kwacha boots, all these people who they're handling cash all the time.
Large amounts of cash.
Yeah. Large amounts of cash. And they need to look into their security
as well. Some form of security.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what do you do? You know? What do you do when someone runs up on you?
That's why I was saying these guys need to be killed so that other people who would want to do the same thing will think twice about it. You know what I mean?
No, true.
Because we talked about how malls were getting hit by thieves all the time. And then, you know, C5 did the right thing, popped a few guys, and you don't see people trying to run up in malls to steal money.
Yeah, because they know.
You know? Yeah.
They know. They know better.
Right.
They know better.
Derek Chauvin getting 22 years.
Yeah, Derek Chauvin getting 22 years. We talked about that as well. I think it's not a slap on the wrist, but it's something that, for me, I feel like the sentence could have been longer.
Mm.
He killed someone on camera, killed a black man on camera. So there was nothing. And he was told repeatedly that, you know, the person was in anguish, the person was dying right in front of him at his hands, you know.
Right.
And he never let up. So he should have gotten the maximum punishment.
He seemed like he knew exactly what he was doing
as a police officer, you know.
It
looked like murder, not
manslaughter.
No, not at all. Not at all. So the fact that he's gotten 22 years, for me, it's still a dub. It's still a win.
Mm.
But it's more of a deterrent now because it shows police officers that you can't treat people you're not above the law.
Right.
You know?
Right.
The badge can be taken from you and you can actually go in and do some real time, real prison. The same place where you took people is the same place that you're going to be sitting in. So say hello to your asshole. Hope you're not whistling when it's a little bit breezy.
Oh, no. It would be...
Hope it's not whistling.
Too far apart to whistle.
So yeah. So yeah, that's Derek Chauvin. And again, one of them we said, you know, he deserved to, you know.
Yeah, no. I think certain people
if
deserve to.
If he accidentally runs into a shank 4 or 5 times in prison, I wouldn't be mad.
Nobody would be mad.
I might actually buy a whiskey that day.
His mom won't miss him. Let's just say that. Let's see. Fred Membe also came up in our conversation.
Frederico.
So Fred Membe is the president of the Socialist Party.
Yes,
also
sir.
Taking part in the forthcoming general elections in Zambia.
Indeed.
August the 12th is the polling day. He was recently on an interview and he said the UPND will not win in their stronghold areas, being Southern Province, Western Province, Northwestern Province as well. And he said the PF as well won't have the kind of numbers they've always had in their strongholds, which is the Copper Belt, Northern Province as well. Eastern Province is also an area where PF tend to get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
And Lusaka is a swing province anyway. He basically put himself in the conversation of being in contention to win because he said these elections will be open and they won't be as close as people think they will be. So I asked, what is he smoking? Because it's like, fam, like, I think we kind of know. I mean, we live in this country.
Yes.
We feel the temperature. And the Socialist Party, in as much as they're doing a great job with their campaign, especially on social media, no one's out here saying Fred Membe will be the next president of Zambia.
Of course not. You know what I mean? Mm. And this is obviously not to downplay any work that he's done.
No.
He's done some great work. You know, he's been laying the groundwork for a while and all of that jazz. And his campaign has been a steady one. It's been a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been doing the right thing.
Right.
But for him to put himself in that particular bowl and say it's like, yo, you know, these guys are not winning. So it's basically telling us who's not winning. So you're saying you're winning. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're saying you're winning. So it's like, this guy's won't win. This guy's won't win. Yeah. So you're saying it's you.
You're the guy. You're
and
the
I don't
guy.
Think I don't think he's even close to that.
No.
Not at all. You know?
And look, if you're a Socialist Party sympathizer, go ahead and vote for him if that's how you feel.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But it's just when you read the climate, I mean, the last elections, we say this all the time. It's like there was 100,000 difference between the president and Hakainde Hichilema, who is the, you know, leader of the UPND, the right. main opposition party.
Right.
It's 100,000 people.
Yeah, and that's not a lot of.
That's not a lot of people. That's a few constituencies.
Of an election.
of an election.
That's a very small number.
And last time around, you could tell the climate. A lot of people are still PF. You know what I mean? But with the way things have gone, the prices of literally everything has quadrupled, doubled, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's just been crazy. It's a circus. The price of shit.
Yeah.
People are talking shit. You know, people are talking shit. People are talking shit on the president's page.
Oh, yeah.
you
They're
know
not
what I mean?
Scared, man.
They're not scared. They are not afraid at all.
Yeah.
Not afraid.
Yeah.
You know, if you saw the number of people that pulled up when HH was doing his logging in, whatever, at Mulungushi, that side. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Crazy.
It was bananas.
Yeah.
I tried to use that to get to work because I was living Acacia Park. Mm-hmm. Tried to use that. I was like, it was just because I just kept on seeing people in red, and I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh, that thing.
Yeah.
And then saw the people that were outside, bananas.
Yeah,
just absolutely crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can kind of tell, measure the temperature of a country.
You sure that wasn't the Socialist Party running around in red?
No, 100%.
Maybe it might have been Fred.
I mean, it's like
people,
since it's like they t-shirts literally said. HH something, Bali something.
Okay.
Bali will fix it or something. You know what I mean?
Not Membe will fix it.
No. Not Membe. Okay. It wasn't Membe. You know, but like, whatever it is that he's doing, he should continue doing it.
Yeah.
Chromes has a problem with the fact that he dresses like.
I don't like how he dresses, man.
He's going to fish. Like, he's going fishing.
Yeah. Oh, like, just that unwanted guest at your house is like probably an uncle you don't like too much.
Yeah.
He's always at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing them old silky shirts and whatever. And then there's also that sit down he had with Vernon Mwanga, which was cringy.
Yeah.
Because it just, you're trying to sell something to me and you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, like they should have thought out of the box there, and someone should have, like, they should be body language experts. I don't know. If you're trying
something.
To sell something,
yeah.
Someone should tell you how to do it. You know?
Yeah, no facts.
And if you want to relay a message and want it to look genuine, do that.
I mean, listen, you could cook the meanest, I don't know, meanest whatever it is. But like if the presentation is off, but it's like, oh no, just taste it. It's like this shit looks disgusting,
yeah, exactly.
Bro. It's like I'm not gonna touch it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like that's why I watch a lot of the Food Channel. Presentation is a very, very big thing.
Right.
It's a huge thing.
Right.
Okay? You eat with your eyes first, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the eyes that are trying to eat what Fred Membe is selling, they're not feeling satisfied. They're like,
I
really don't want to see that, man.
What are the first pictures you see when you Google Fred Membe, bro? Bet you he's not in a suit.
He's not in a suit.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you have to wear a suit all the time. I think you've said something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about wearing a suit. But like, you know, just be appropriate for the thing that you're doing. You know, be appropriate. And also, image. It's about, again, trying to sell something. Mm-hmm. Okay? It has to look nice. It has to be palatable. Aesthetically pleasing. All of that shit. You know? So if it's not, then it's going to be an issue. That's just facts.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, I don't like the way he looks. You know, he's in caps all the time.
Okay,
and that could just be him. But I don't know, you know. I don't know what he's going to be.
There's a few of them where he's wearing the suit. You know, that's pretty cool. That's nice. I like that. But, you know, there's this image.
That's the one that has gone around a lot.
Look at him there.
Yeah.
That's him again. I don't know, man. Just
I mean, he loves his caps. That's number one.
Yeah.
he loves his caps.
Which is fine. Wear your caps.
Wear your caps. Just don't tell us cap. Don't sell us cap. Don't sell us any cap.
Look at him, man. Don't he look like your uncle or some shit?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
The one who's always judging you.
Maybe.
That's judging you for you. It's like, Is he still drinking this one? This boy. Maybe. He probably drinks too much this
boy. Yeah. The one who's always, yeah, for real. He's always trying to put a lecture in.
Shit. Yeah, always talking
trying
shit.
Trying to tell you about his life history. Yeah. I'm trying to hear that.
Trying to tell your mom about shit. And then your mom actually says, like, you know, like your uncle said. It's like, yo, every time this nigga comes around, you got some shit to say about how I should be a better human being. Leave me alone.
It's like, who should he be trying to cater to? The older people or the younger people? You know? Because who's got the vote?
Young people,
yeah.
But like, I don't think he knows that. He doesn't know that yet. I get
if he does not know that, he is not ready for this, man.
Yeah, he's not ready. Like I've said that before, he's not ready. He's not ready.
Yeah,
you know, I said it in the pod. He's not ready.
Yeah,
I think he probably in the next 5 years he's gonna be ready. He needs to consult us more. You know,
he should. Yeah,
I mean,
have a sit down with us.
Have a sit down with us. Listen, if you're one of those who's always putting out information about. This is what the government is doing wrong. This is what the government is doing wrong. HH did that for a long time. And we're like, yo, bro, every time you out here, you're telling us what they're not doing. Mm. Tell us what you're going to do. Right. Oh, by the way, smile a little. You know what I mean? Yeah. Have some humor in your shit, bro. Yeah, like, you're too serious.
Right.
It's like everything you're saying makes sense. But like, yo, you're unrelatable. Is it because you're too rich? And then he, you know, he toned down. He started laughing more, smiling more. He would crack cracks jokes, funny shit on his... on his social media, and people just gravitated towards him, man. Like, young people love that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people thought social media wouldn't be a good ground to sell yourself as a candidate.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got the memo that, you know, there's a lot more Zambians on social media.
I mean, you have to reach the Twitter crowd.
Yeah, them too. And the crazy Facebook crowd.
And the crazy
too.
Facebook crowd too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to reach and dibble and dabble in all of those platforms.
All of those platforms. Yeah, man. So those are the things we covered on the episode. Have we covered what we said about Derek Chauvin? We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, so that was the episode.
It wasn't that quick, but shit just didn't save, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, two fucking times in annoying. A row. But like, listen, obviously, yes.
Two times in a row.
Yeah, Zambia.
First time the sound was bad, and now we lost the thing.
Zambia is always a hive of activity.
Mm-hmm.
We believe between now and Thursday, there's going to be some between now and Saturday, there's going to be some crazy shit that's going to happen, and we're going to talk about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's always something happening.
Something happening.
In
hopefully
Zambia.
We hear from the president soon. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I mean,
he's ghosting us a little bit. You know what I mean?
I think we've been left on red, bro.
I mean, you girls know all about that.
You do
since
it
he
all
hit
the
it,
time.
Since he hit it, he hasn't called you back. He's left you unseen and blue ticked. Just slid in the DMs on Twitter, and
yeah,
he was online a few minutes ago, but like he's not responding.
Right?
Yeah.
There's one place you don't want to slide into DMs is Twitter, man. I don't know. Twitter,
yeah.
Women on Twitter just seem a little more aggressive.
Yeah, they came for you. Didn't you say they came for you in your DMs?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. When I tweeted, oh, yeah. That's actually something we could talk about. So I put out this post on my social media handles. I put it on Facebook and on Twitter.
Father's Day. Shout out to all the fathers
out
there.
The fathers.
Shout out to me, I'm a father. Shout out to the niggas who are fathers and they don't know.
And fathers shout of out children to, that are not theirs.
Raising other people's children and they don't know.
So I basically was just talking about how, like, look, you can't, we can't be out here celebrating women on Father's Day. And the reason why is... only a man knows how to be a father, you know? And same way, only a woman knows how to be a mother. You know what I mean? Like, let me read it, verbatim.
Yeah, read the thing.
Verbatim. Where is it? And then we can break it down. Open, nigga. Yeah. So I was like, single mothers can't be celebrated on Father's Day because only men know how to be fathers. Mm-hmm. Same way a single father can't be celebrated on Mother's Day. We play different roles and that's okay. Mama's boys and daddy issues wouldn't exist if the opposite was true. So,
hell yeah, word, nigga.
I put that shit out there. And it was crazy in my DMs for people who didn't want to have a messy conversation on the timeline.
Really?
They jumped
into...
They did not have the balls.
To
and
take
literally
it up
did
on
not have
post?
Balls.
I mean, they should have taken it up on your post, my nigga.
They should have.
Don't slide in the DM.
Some of them, I mean, on Facebook, I got a few fiery responses, a few back and forths. I think there's, there just seems to be this notion that most of the responses that I got, the negative response that I got was, look, if a man hasn't stepped up, then a woman has to play both roles. Now, for me, it's like when you're a single mother, you're playing one role and you're playing your role.
Yeah.
You can't play the other role.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're thinking of it in the perspective of like providing, cool, like you can provide. Like women are allowed in the workplace now after everything that we've done now, you know, to change things. Because way back it was only men in the workplace, and that's why, you know, women depended on men to take care of them. But that's not happening anymore.
Yeah, that shit changed.
But there's more that goes into raising children than just providing food and shelter.
Of course.
You know, there's the nurturing aspect.
Yeah.
And
nurturing differently.
Yeah. Now, you for them for women, for some of the women, they're like, look, I play the role of the man by being stern and harsh and whatever, right? And then also give them my feminine side as well. But then you have to think of the mental impact that has on a child.
Mm-hmm.
If you as a mother go all the way being harsh and, you know, being masculine and whatever towards your male child, I believe that has an impact on how he will associate with women as he grows up.
Yeah.
he may think aggression from women is normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an effect that could happen.
Yeah, true.
You know, and you can't control that. You feel, because you as a parent, you feel you're doing the right thing, which is, and to a certain extent it is. But certain things need to be done by certain people. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm against men hitting their women, like their female children, for example, because that could have a mental effect on them as they grow up. If she starts getting her butt whooped, it might be like a normal,
like
thing,
a normal
for
thing.
Them.
Yeah.
So you want to leave that to the woman to get that done. Then you could deal with the guys.
Yeah.
You know? So and then again, you want children growing up and they're seeing the balance between the man and the woman. I feel like that, not only do I feel that way, but factually as well, people have done research on this. Children that grow up in single-parent households tend to be exposed to drugs early. They tend to, you know, have sex early, and that's how you see. Right now, we've seen a surge in teenage pregnancies and all of that. And part of the reason is single-parent households.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, there's also the aspect of parents that can't get along. And the children see that.
Yeah.
The effects are kind of the same.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important for parents to maintain a healthy balance so that their children grow up better people. So when you get married and you have kids, that whole situation is not about you anymore. It's about the children.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, like, that's true. And listen, for me, why I was even thinking, I was like, why on earth would anybody have a problem with that particular post, right? Especially if you're female, right? Being female is not, it's us being, saying we want to date to ourselves as fathers.
Yeah.
It doesn't take anything away from you as a single mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to be part of our day as fathers.
Because you can't be.
Because you can't be. You know, like, you can't be. You're not a father just because you provide.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if
that's off, downplaying the man's
role. That's yes, exactly. Yeah. That's downplaying. Because there's a lot of things that we do. There's a lot of things that we bring to the table that women don't. And it's okay, because it's like, listen, it's a partnership. It's like you're bringing something that I don't have, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You were raised a certain way, I was raised a certain way, and then we're going to find a balance and raise our kids our way.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's like, there are people who used to beat their kids.
Yeah.
Beat them, like put hands on them, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And then they continue to do that shit. Or maybe they decide, it's like, I would never touch my kids. I'll never beat my kids. Mm. I want to talk to them. It's like, why did you punch the TV? Why did you put a hole? Let's have a conversation about this,
putting
Junior.
Putting you in timeout now.
I'm putting you in timeout. I want you to go stand in the corner. Think about what you did. You know, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's shit like that. And then, I don't know. So it's like, maybe you grew up in a household where your mom was the stern one. Mm-hmm. And then your father was the nurturing one. You know, like the more, yes, the kids, leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one spoiling them, buying them, you know, giving them candy at fucking 22 hours and then they can't sleep. And then you have to deal with that shit. And then you have to go get a whip and it's like whip them until the cry to bed. You know what I mean? He could be the lesser failure. Oh, leave them alone. They're kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love my kids. Maybe he was raised up very stern and very harsh and he doesn't want that. You know what I mean? Doesn't want to do that. But like, if you can do it, cool. And there are different roles. And that's the thing. So it's like, just because your role is different from mine doesn't make it better or, you know, less.
Mm.
It's like, we can coexist.
Yeah.
We can have our day and be fathers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If your baby daddy bounced on you and he's a deadbeat and all of that shit, fuck him and fuck that nigga. But, like, don't try and now bring you to Father's Day. Father's Day is ours.
Yeah.
It's ours.
Yeah.
You gotta have a dick and balls. That's the entrance.
True, man. Like, stop trying to hijack that. Like, it's just, and you know, it's a reflection of the society we're in now, man. Like, where, you know, it's just women just want to be, they just want to, you know, be in every situation. It's like, it's okay. Like, you can take a back seat here, you know what I mean?
You kept us out of everything. Now we want Father's Day.
Now we're going to get Father's Day.
You got to take Father's Day from you, niggas.
I'm just like, man, like, do you ever see men saying, oh, happy Mother's Day to me. I'm raising
my kid.
Like, imagine how crazy you would sound if you did that.
I mean, I would, it's like you would look stupid.
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
But why is it acceptable when they do it?
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's equally stupid because it's like, look, you have to look at parenting this way. It's like a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. If you take one wheel, let's say you take the front wheel away, you could probably ride the bicycle with a wheelie. But it won't be as comfortable as having two wheels.
There's certain places you can't go.
Exactly. You can't fit one wheel in two places. It can only fit in one place. And
there
and those are the roles that exist in a partnership like marriage.
Yeah.
You know? So you play your role, the man plays his role.
Yes.
That's the way people need to think of it. It's like a motorcycle. You're one wheel, there's the other wheel, which is the man, you're the other wheel, that's the woman, and you do it together in tandem to keep this balance. And the people that are seated on that motorcycle are your children.
Yes.
If you take out one wheel, you could crash,
and
that causes a problem for the kids that, you know,
no, that's facts.
Are there. That's literally what it is. And there's multiple research, like, shitload of researches have been done, and they show the same thing. If you have one parent in the household, typically there's also this thing of, you know, one parent households typically are houses that don't, there's not a lot of money there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The financial situation isn't that great. And so you find the one parent that's there has to probably have more than one job or just take a crazy job that keeps them away from the children.
The children.
So that nurturing aspect isn't there.
It's not there.
So in your mind, you're like, oh, I'm providing food and shelter and that should be enough. But it's not. You need that time with your kids to nurture them and stuff. I mean, for some people, they do have, there's enough finances for them to be around the children and everything. But still, there's that other energy that isn't existing in that house.
No, that's true.
That causes, you know, certain things to happen.
Certain issues, basically. You know what I mean? That you can talk to or talk about or whatever it is. You know, like, there's certain things that again, just like obviously women can do whatever it is that they want, and we love them, and they're beautiful, and they're amazing, they're awesome, right? There's certain place, certain times that, you know, if you're probably like, you know, you were being raised by your mom alone, she would encourage you to go talk to an uncle or something, because it's like, you know, certain things I can't tell you, you know what I mean? You start getting older.
True, and they even just need that energy. Yeah,
they need that type of energy from someone. You know, it doesn't even have to be like 24/7 they're in the house, but like just somebody that they can go talk to. You know, like like a man, like who shows you how to do man shit. And you know, again, you can learn a whole bunch of shit from your mom and all of that. But like, there's certain things that, you know, certain things, certain experiences, certain ways that our minds work as men. Yeah. That you can only get from a man.
Exactly.
And vice versa. There's certain things that you can only get from a woman.
True.
You know?
True.
And that's just facts. And that's there's nothing wrong with that.
But what's that? What's so difficult to understand about that aspect?
I don't know.
Because like that should be, that should go without saying, I feel like.
One time. You know what I mean, but
it's like, this is, it's simple. It's a simple logical thing. But like, this movement, this is why I was saying in the last episode.
You use the L word.
Oh, yeah. That's a man thing, isn't it? This is why I was saying, like, this whole, the whole feminism, the whole feministic, radical feminism agenda that's been put out here, where it's like, oh, yeah, you're beautiful, you're strong, you're independent, you can do this on your own. Yes, you can. But just understand the repercussions of you doing that thing on your own. And in this aspect, I'm talking about parenting.
Yeah.
You know, so before you get into that mode and everything, just think about the effect that will have on your offspring.
Yeah, not
you
true.
Sure. I mean, and you could do a wonderful job. You could do whatever, you could do whatever you feel is right. I mean, it's a free world. We have the freedom to choose that kind of lifestyle we want to live. You know, and that's okay. But just remember that there are repercussions to that. I feel like, you know, before people have children or get married, same way when you get a TV or a radio or whatever it is, like, you should read a manual on how to use it. I feel like people should be given that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you should know how to raise a kid, and part of raising a kid is giving them both energies. Like, they need the masculine and they need the feminine in a balanced way.
Have a have a well-rounded individual and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because we got a lot of simping happening out there.
Oh yeah, no, it's heavy, man.
And a lot of simps happen to come from single parent households.
It's a lot of that going around these days.
A lot of feminine men and a lot of masculine women these days.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's facts.
Yeah,
that's facts. You know, but like, I don't know, man. Like, we just need to find a way to coexist, and let us as men have our day. You know what I mean? Celebrate us. It's all good. You know, like, you lose nothing. It doesn't take away from you being a single mom. It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't. You know? It does not. It doesn't take away from you being a single mom. You can just be a single mom. You don't have to be a single mom father.
You don't have to be a female father.
You don't have to be a female father. You know what I mean? Because that's crazy,
you
right
can't.
There.
It's impossible.
You cannot be.
Even if you tried. Like, even if you did what you feel a man would do in certain situations, the way that information will be received by the person you're giving this information to will bring out a result that probably you won't desire, you know, because
that's true.
You want to raise kids that are competent, that will be able to exist in the world and, you know, be able to maneuver and be okay. And part of that is accepting that you have a role, you play that role, that other role that
Your partner plays
is just as important as the role that you play. Yeah. And you see, I'm not downplaying the importance of mothers when I'm talking about fathers.
Of course.
Mothers are very important too.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need both.
I mean, Tupac made Dear Mama.
Parts. Yeah.
There are a lot of songs that have been made about mothers.
Yeah.
Not so much fathers.
No. Maybe that's the problem.
You know what I mean?
You need a dear father somewhere.
You need a dear father somewhere.
So it's like, you know, and when I see how you're doing, you know, how you're raising your kids, which is amazing, that's some great shit, you know, and people... Imagine someone coming to downplay your role in that house.
Yeah, like, man.
We could take you away from this situation and these kids will grow up fine. Like, that's impossible.
No, that's impossible.
Yeah.
No, that's fact.
Like,
that's fact.
When the kids grow up, they'll be able to identify what a good man
is.
Looks like and how he's able to behave. How does he treat a woman and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The first example is what they see in the house.
And that's just that's just facts, you know. I think people, the people who are, you know, like against want to be feminine fathers, just need to be told, just like, listen, you can be a single mom and that's it, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like we're trying to make a movie here. We need all the different people to play different roles.
Right.
We can't have a one man movie. You know what I mean? You can't be
the director.
You can't be the director,
the bomb handler, and
the villain. You can't be the superhero. You can't save the day. You can't do everything, and that's okay if you can't. And just find a positive role model. You know what I mean? Like a male figure. If someone passed away or whatever it is, find a male figure. You know, it could be a pastor, it could be a whatever. Mm-hmm. It could be an uncle who's just really cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe your young brother, maybe your older brother, whoever it is that you look at and can be like, that's a guy, it's a solid dude. Mm-hmm. He might not be perfect, but he's a solid dude. It's like my son can learn some things from him.
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like that.
Provide that and you'll do your kid the world of good. Why are you stretching your legs like that, sir? You like feeling okay?
He's going to sleep, bro.
We've been seated here for a long time. But yeah, so that was that. It was, but it was actually pretty interesting to get that reaction.
Yeah,
I wasn't trying to piss anyone off when I put that out there. Mm. I really just like this was just something that hit me because I saw a few posts that people, like women, were putting up saying, "Yo, Happy Father's Day to me for whatever," and I'm just like, that just makes no sense to me, and I know it's a deep level conversation that needs to be had, and I actually would like to have a conversation with someone who believes the opposite in person, you know, like not on social media you're probably reading my responses and thinking I'm being aggressive or whatever. You know, but it would be nice to just like sit down and let's talk, like tell me what your perspective is on this. You know what I mean? As a woman, like I really want to hear those perspectives. And most of the women that hit me back were single mothers.
Yeah.
That were upset at a baby daddy for not being there. Mm. You know, like they probably disappeared and stuff. So that's what you see. It's like, so your perspective is probably coming from a place of anger or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't be angry, Patricia. Yeah. Oh, be angry, but be angry at your baby daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you picked him.
And
you can't tell me women are not a good judge of character.
Yeah, no, they are.
Right?
They are.
Like,
you know
this nigga is probably not going to be here.
No, yeah, yeah.
But you let him get in without rubbers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're part of the blame a little bit, you know what I mean?
A little bit. Listen, it's one of those things. Like, and, you know, don't even be angry, Patricia. You know? It's okay. He left you. It's fine. You're going to meet another guy. You know what I mean? Who's going to be amazing to you and your kid.
Yeah.
You know? Just... do the best that you can do. Find positive male role models. I'm sure you know a guy or two who's like just a cool, straight dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He takes care of his own and all of that jazz. No, it's not like you want him to father your kids. Just, you know. It's kind of like, it's like taking a lion from the zoo and putting it in the wild for the weekend and then bringing it back. I'd be like, see, when I'm out of here, this is how I'm supposed to kill. You know, this is how I'm stalking the prey. You know what I mean?
You're not supposed to take selfies with human beings.
You're not supposed to take selfies with George just because he brought you a steak. You're supposed to kill the steak, goddammit. You work hard for that shit.
Right.
So like, you expose him to that and it's like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And I think, from my experience, I think women don't really know. I mean, I guess you can say this for both genders. Like, there's certain things that we go through that women will never understand.
Oh, no, facts.
And so that's a conversation. Like, in fact, that's like a conversation that you and I could have. Like, if I'm having like some sort of mental breakdown, I'd rather have a conversation with you about it than speak to a woman, because I feel like, maybe you've been on the brink of that. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And
you
can give me a perspective that's kind of familiar to mine. You know what I mean? That could pull me out of that hole.
Yeah, no, facts.
You know?
Facts.
And sometimes in those cases, what I would probably need is someone to just tell me, yo, get the fuck out of that shit, man. Like, that sort of, like, you're not going to get that kind of shit from, a woman will probably sit you down and try to give you that soft shit. And maybe that's what you need at some point. But
sometimes that's what you need. Sometimes you need the other one.
You just need that hard shit.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's go have a beer.
Yeah, let's have a beer. You're tripping and
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll have a real conversation about it.
Yeah, no,
we won't just say you're tripping, but we'll like, break it down.
And
we'll have like a proper man-to-man conversation.
That
doesn't downplay the importance of having a conversation
not.
With a woman.
Yeah.
But there are just certain conversations that only men should have with each other.
No, that's fact.
You know what I mean?
That's fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we're prone to depression more than
Because we don't usually talk about shit.
Yeah.
That's why we started a podcast. So that we can talk some shit. You know, say some shit. Get some shit off your chest.
Yeah.
You know, have some niggas. It's like, oh, what you said at that time about this? It's like, oh, it really affected me. It's like, oh, you see?
Yeah.
Now you're also talking as a man. So now we're having a conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there are certain things that you don't talk to, or we don't talk to our women about, because it's almost like they're going to, because it's like women have this superpower of going to the lowest point.
Yeah.
Crying and then coming back up. It's like, I feel better. It's like, you are crying. What are you talking about? You feel better.
See, you could never understand that.
I could never understand that. I'm not, it's like it was rocket science.
To cry.
Yes.
Like, that's so foreign to us.
My wife used to do that, and it was just like, what? Because, you know, like, for me, like, when you cry, it's like, I see no hope. This is it. I'm done. I'm staying down here at the bottom, and I'm not coming up. That's crying to me. Okay,
yeah.
To my wife, it's a release.
Yo.
Like, whew.
So that's like a difference in how we deal with shit. Because if I get to that point, like, that's my energy gone. Like,
yes.
Like, that's like my candle being blown out.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's a scary place for a man to be in.
Yeah,
that's the point where guys actually just off themselves and they kill. Yeah, like, you're out of this, because it's like, yo, I can't handle this shit. And
bananas.
And maybe you don't have, some of these guys don't have people they can
speak to
who won't judge them for being at such a low point. It's like, man, like, you just, so you need somebody who's going to sit down with you and know how to handle that kind of situation.
Facts.
You know?
So, yeah.
So that's interesting, man. Interesting that, like, when you bring that up, doesn't, like, for them, or specifically your wife in those situations, would go down to that level to go back up.
Just like, she cries and she feels better. It's like, oh, I feel better. It's like,
yeah, crying at that low point would probably just destroy me even further.
Yeah, me too. It's like, then I'm just going to be like in the pits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, better, I don't know, get my mind off some shit. I don't know, get a whiskey or something. I don't know. Like, just.
Yeah.
Feel something different, have a different conversation, and then see, it's like, you know, life is, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
True.
You know what I mean?
And that's, you know, remember, like, recently we sat down and we had a long conversation. I think it was after we had recorded an episode. And it was one of those conversations we hadn't had in a while. And it just, it just felt good to you know, just be. To have like a real, like, look, we have honest conversations all the time, but like those vulnerable conversations that you probably won't hear us bring out on, you know, a platform. Like, maybe one day we will.
One day.
We've had
some, you know.
I think we have. We've kind of gone there.
Yeah, a couple of times.
In some episodes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that was, it just felt good after that, you know, like. Even the next day, I was just like, you know, amped to go out there and like do more.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
So,
I mean, it's needed
to find
a
good circle, man.
Yeah, yeah, no, facts. Facts, because, yo, shit gets real out here.
Yeah.
It does.
Dude, you know, we're dealing with a lot of shit. A lot of shit, man.
A lot of shit.
You know. And that's why it's important to have a good partner.
There you go.
I remember being in a horrible relationship in recent times. And I'll tell you, like, that relationship really, it fucked me up, man.
Yeah.
Because it's like, first of all, you have a stressful job. You got a family you need to take care of. And we as men, whether we're conscious of it or not, we're constantly competing, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're always in go mode and whatever. Yeah, so when you get home, all you want is peace.
Yeah. Peace and quiet.
That's all you want.
Be his peace, ladies. Yeah. Be his peace.
That's all men want. We just want peace.
Be my peace, Patricia.
That's all.
God damn it. I don't know who that. I don't know. I don't even know who Patricia is.
I know. Episode should be called Patricia.
Who is Patricia?
Who is Patricia? So it's like, so imagine dealing with co-workers that, you know, there's this drama that's going on at work. There's this drama going on in the family. There's this drama with your friends. There's this other shit. There's coronavirus. Mm-hmm. There's all this stuff. And then get home and there's another problem.
Patricia is tripping.
So now you're like, shit, where do I go to just have a, like, peace of mind?
Yeah.
You know? Like, little by little, you just, like, energy just starts getting sapped out of you.
Of course.
You know, that's how I started feeling.
Mm.
And then you have
the other Patricia in the DM saying, hi, stranger.
Oh, you see?
So, you see? You see? You see? Be my peace, Patricia.
Like, you know what? Like, when you're in a relationship, like, you shouldn't make it easy for someone to take someone away from you, man.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, something as simple as peace. Yes. Like, a guy finding peace will get him away from you. Like, come on. Is that, like, are you going to make it that easy for somebody to leave you?
It's like, imagine. I mean, it's just like, that's all it takes sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, when I'm at Patricia number two's house, like, she's cooking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just wants to chill. She wants to watch the game with me, even though she doesn't like soccer.
Or
you know
she
what I mean?
Won't want to watch. She'll let me watch the game in peace.
In peace.
She won't even talk to me until the game's done.
She brings me nuts at halftime.
Yeah.
and I lets give me her bust some nuts.
Gives me nuts and lets me bust it out at halftime.
You know, halftime. I mean? You know, I'm getting into the game. I'm umped. We 2-0 down, but I'm excited. Fuck, man. Shit.
Hey, you can't make it easy for someone to take someone away from you, man.
Don't, man. Come don't on. Ever make it easy. It should be hard work.
It should
be hard work, man.
Yeah. It should be like, yo, like,
gentlemen, same thing, man. Like,
yeah.
Niggas shouldn't just walk up just because you got a Benz and all of a sudden your woman is gone. Nah, nigga.
Yeah, nah.
You know what I mean?
Need to pick them better, man.
You need to do better.
Yeah, so we talked about we're going to introduce some new rules with the podcast.
Yes, please.
I'll let you take that.
I mean, listen, we've said before that the podcast is free. It's for Mahala.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay for it, goddammit. We have to pay for it. But you get the content for free. Yeah. So if you get the content for free, we want you to do something for us. And let's just share the shit. Okay?
That's it.
People in the WhatsApp group, we're saying if we don't get at least 10 people to post something and send evidence, send receipts, Patricia.
Post it and take a screenshot.
Take a screenshot, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you put it, it's all good. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at least 10 people need to post every single time. And then the number is going to go up as we get bigger.
Yeah. You think 10's enough? Should we up that?
I don't know.
We got 83
people
in the group.
Okay.
I think we could do 20.
We can do 20.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, let's see. let's see.
Okay, let's do 15. Or should we stick with 10? What do you think?
Let's start with 10.
We start with 10?
Cool. We can be kicking it up by 5 every week.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
by
let's 5 do that
every week.
Yeah. You know, so before episode comes out, you know.
You have to post.
You need y'all to post, and that'll be the key for you to... That's how much you're paying.
Yes.
To get the
basically,
podcast.
Basically. That's it. That's what we're doing from now on. So share it.
Yeah, make sure that you share it. Look, we would have really loved you to hear what we recorded before. It was an amazing episode. Plenty of laughs and insights, as we always do. But technology is a bitch.
Code Patricia. Yo, listen.
Where's this Patricia shit coming from, bro?
If your name is Patricia, yo, I love you. That should be the reason why you should even share the podcast.
Yeah.
Why not name a whole podcast after you? Who is Patricia?
Who is Patricia? No, but hey, if you're Patricia and you find this guy, hey, you can snuff him. It'll be okay. We'll understand. He's violated you.
I get it.
Hold on.
I get it.
But yeah, look, we recorded some dope stuff, but you know, whatever happened. And so we're just like, you know what, let's just go over the stuff, maybe add a few things here and there, so you could still have an episode for the week.
Yes.
And it's not the usual length. We usually give you quite a long episode.
Kind of like when Patricia lets the other guy visit. It's not the usual length.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, we need to go.
Yo, peace, man.
That's our episode.